It is the morning pre-flights, and this is Jim Gray. I am in studio once again with Josh Bixler.
Good morning, my friend.
Yes, a flight test.
Hi.
We're going to talk a little bit about not flight test.
Not flight test. Kind of flight test, but flight test.
It is. Yeah, you're right. It's a good way of putting it.
Thanks.
Flight test next step. Yeah. We're going to talk about the Edgewater Air Park project.
Yes.
So give me a quick overview as to what it is.
Okay.
First, and then we'll talk about how it's progressing.
Well, yesterday we talked about how we have this awesome family called the Flight Test Family. And, you know, any family needs a home. What's happened here in the past couple of years is we've really had a draw to give people a place where they can fly, fellowship, and connect with each other through flight. And we recently, I think last year we talked about this, but it's recently become a reality where we were able to actually purchase an old golf course, 126 acres, and we're going to develop that for a land for flight, family, and fellowship.
So what are some of the activities that you imagine on this?
Well, we want the whole family to have something for them, but obviously everything's going to be surrounded with flight. Every aspect of model aviation and also the skills required for even general aviation, and hopefully we'll see general aviation activity very close, will be here. With flight tests, it's entertain, educate, and elevate the world of flight. This is where we actually make it human. This is, instead of watching a video, you go out and experience it firsthand. So I envision, obviously, flying, a lot of building. If anyone's ever been to our Flight Fest events, it's just like Flight Fest, but on a very intimate level. So at Flight Fest, when you go out there as a family, you pick out a project, you build it in a build tent, you run out to the flight line, and you see it take flight. And inevitably, sometimes it crashes. And you go right back into that build area. You put it back together. And during that whole time, you're not only having a great time building, laughing, making memories with people, but you're also learning at an incredibly high rate. And we really want that to be done around people's schedules, not around our own. So flying, camping, all the amenities that would make the whole family want to go out there and spend a weekend together. One of the things that we're most passionate about with Flight Test is connecting people through flight. You know, if you just fly to fly, there's a reward there. But if you fly and connect and build relationships and make memories through it, that reward lasts generations. It becomes a story that you share with your kids and your kids' kids. And it's just amazing how the simple activity of beating the laws of gravity can really, you know, change people's hearts and minds.
Mm-hmm. So, model aviation.
Yes.
Building RC things,
yes.
Fixed wing and quads, I'm assuming.
Yep, yeah, quad racing.
There'll be gremlins galore, I can imagine.
Oh my goodness, yes. Yeah, there's the trees have been perfectly groomed. There's something about a golf course with fairways and trees that just, they beg for quad activity to go through there as well, too. And it's really cool. I had a whole bunch of these gates that quads fly through, and I brought them out for an open house, and no one touched them. I'm like, guys, why aren't you touching the gates? We can put the gates in the ground, and like, we don't need them.
Right.
We got trees. And they loved every bit of it. But, you know, even beyond that, Flight Test is all about flight and people, but it's not just model aviation. Mm-hmm. We want people to grow as far as they want to grow. And those skills, when you're learning how to build model aircraft or drones, those pass on and those grow up very quickly. And we want people to pursue their passions. My hope is to also see this where we can actually show people that you can build your own aircraft. You can build a plane that you fly in yourself and get people to dream as big as they want to do. And one thing I love about Oshkosh is all the workshops here.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to see that kind of stuff at this location, too, where it's done around the convenience of the people that really want to teach that special skill. I'm picking on Kit Fox a lot, but I would love to see where people want to build a Kit Fox and they want to learn those core skills. We can set up a workshop right on the grounds. They can come out, they can learn, and then they can go home saying, I can do this.
Right.
I will do this.
I can almost imagine a similar concept to the 1 week wonder, but not in that time frame.
Yes.
where you have an aircraft kind of in process.
Yes.
Where people can kind of come in and get their hands dirty on it for a bit and take part in some of that activity and decide whether maybe building their own aircraft might be a thing for them.
Pardon saying a crash course, but yeah, it's it's very much that. It's so neat when you buddy up with a friend that has that knowledge, and suddenly they take something that you're so scared of doing. And they take that fear away from it. And you not only feel emboldened and inspired, but you're on fire. You're like, I'm going to do this right now. A couple other projects with this that are really near and dear to my heart. We talked about STEM yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This location is going to be an awesome place for schools to actually gather and have STEM activities. Not just one school coming out and doing something, but where we can actually bring schools from all over the nation together and have some really amazing competitions, activities, showcases. But along with that, professional development, where we can actually teach the teachers how to bring flight into their schools. And then a dear, dear part of my drawing here with this is I have a heart for vets and the way they serve. And then oftentimes I come home and there's PTSD, there's separation from their family, they got to reconnect. We've had so many amazing people from our community that have shared their personal stories and testimonies on how the simple model activity has changed their lives and enabled them to have a neutral ground mm-hmm. where they can reconnect with their kids, where they can reconnect with their families. And I always say this funny thing is if dad can reconnect with kids, mom reconnects with dad. Dad gets more kisses. The family's connected.
There we go.
And it's a simple equation, but it works. And nice. we've been so fortunate to see that happen. We want a grounds that will make that happen.
Uh-huh. And now you're not just saying this is for model aviation. There's full scale things as well, right?
Yeah, there's big plans for full scale. As a matter of fact, there's an airport very close to us. My hope is to actually work with them so we can actually bring general aviation activity very close. And then have the world of model aviation flight and have a whole bunch of general aviation flights so close together, and especially with the, like, young eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the experience we're going to be able to give them. It's not just going to be getting to get a flight with an aircraft and learning about it, but you can make that a whole day experience and really send them home on fire.
So build a plane in the morning and fly in after lunch and then go take a young eagle flight. And
exactly.
Got
give them a taste, give them some simulator time even, but also with those pilots that are taking the time to give them that flight, help them build that relationship with them. You mm-hmm. know, a gentleman, beyond my dad, a gentleman named Frank Pavliga, who flies Pitot Poles, he gave me a ride in a Pitot Pole. And from that point on, it was my dream to someday own a Pitot Pole, and it never left me.
Mm-hmm.
And today I own a Pitot Pole. And that gentleman has been a father figure to me since my father passed. And it's just incredible how when you get more than just a couple minutes with somebody, how you can leave a lasting impact. And when you have the experience of flying with them, physically flying with them, it changes them. And you're part of their story.
So this project that was kind of the brainchild of yourself and your wife, if I remember rightly.
Awesome wife, yes.
You approached how to fund this in I won't say necessarily completely unique way, but I guess in such a grandiose way.
It was a bold way.
bold. That's a great way of putting it.
It was a fly or fail way. You know, like anything, you can usually get people to loan you money, mm-hmm. but they need to show that the business model will work. So we had the ability to get the funding to buy the land. And you know, buying a golf course is not cheap, and we're definitely not rich. But we were able to show enough of the business model, but we had to find a way to show we could develop the land. So we had a pretty grand goal. We needed to raise $200,000 to show that we could at least get our headquarters there and the basic amenities to start these activities of flight. And we thought it would take 30 days. It took 6.
Yeah, this was a crowdsource funding plan.
Yes, we did an Indiegogo fund. We communicated the vision, you know, did videos with little runways popping up and kind of showing what our plans are. And, you know, I should know better by now, but we have such an amazing community. And they bought the vision, and we were thinking it would take 30 days to be able to raise those funds. And the best testimony is when they did it in 6, they didn't stop.
Right.
We had stretch goals continually, and we ended up raising about $377,000 over the course of a month. And it honestly brought us down to tears because it wasn't just the support of flight. Mm-hmm. It was the support of flight within families and flight within education and flight within a service role. And that's really where, you know, flight test, we talk about it, but there's a point where we want to do it. We want to do it regularly.
Right.
And now we have the opportunity to not only do content for our community, but when they come out, we can come out with our cameras and we can do content with our community.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, there are parts and pieces of everything you've described that mm-hmm. exist out there. But is there a working model for anything like what you're describing here?
I want to say the closest thing to a working model is what you guys do here at Oshkosh. and that's honestly inspired us from a young age. You know, mm-hmm. I was going to Oshkosh AirVenture, and that would be the closest thing. The difference is this is going to be a working model on people's schedules.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a much more intimate setting where they can come out when they want to come out, and they can have that experience, and there'll be those rolling activities that'll be scheduled and stuff. And, you know, as far as I know, in the model aviation world,
mm-hmm.
this has never existed.
Oh, yeah, this is not your, you know, AMA park.
No. it's going to be an amazing world. And, you know, our goal, too, is as we develop this here, you know, the community got us the land, got us the ability to do it. Now we're going to be partnering with different companies to put the runways in, put the amenities in, hopefully put, like, an innovation center in.
Mm-hmm.
When you have 126 acres, you can put a lot of stuff in there.
Right, right. And just remember, every time you build something, it's something else to go around.
Exactly. It's just amazing. So,
some listener feedback says, that sounds amazing. Flight test, you rock. So folks that are texting in on there. All right. So if this is something that I may be personally passionate about, how do I get involved with either contributing or potentially using or following along with what's happening with Edgewater Air Park?
Well, first of all, 2019 will be the year when we open up. Sundays will be closed, but it's Monday through Saturday will be open for people to be able to come out and enjoy the land. We'll be developing roughly 30 of the 124 acres. Every year we double the amount of acreage we develop, so by 2021, all 126 acres will be developed. If you want to be part of the vision, especially right now, what we're looking for is to partner with different companies, manufacturers. You can actually personally reach out to me. This is, a venture with my wife and I, funding and seeing this become a reality. Super secret email, bixler@flighttest.com. So I'm sure you can put a link in there.
Right.
So,
Never would have guessed.
Yeah, reach out. And then what we're going to be doing, though, is keeping people posted. We don't try to do everything overnight because we learn as we go. So developing this year, we're dropping two buildings in this year. And then next year will be the camping and the basic infrastructure. Two runways, a quad course, and some primitive camping is the goal.
Amazing. So a destination air park for a model, RC, drone.
Yes.
STEM and GA.
Yeah, all things flight and the way flight connects with people will be at that location.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Talking again with Josh Bixler, the president of Flight Test, and this is EAA Radio.